Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisie, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, Charlena Williams.
Hi, how are you doing today?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am, I haven't.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
October 20th, 2016.
And do you know what specific subtype it was? Was it a B-cell lymphoma or a T-cell?
B-cell.
B, the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 23, I believe.
23.
Let me see. No, when I was diagnosed, 26. Oh, how old was I? Let me see. I was 23. Oh, yeah, I was 31. I had to count back.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home, or was it for work?
I was using it at home.
Was anyone
in my
else?
Front in my backyard.
Okay. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
Because I used it for my garden. I was the only one messed with my garden.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
1012 Terrace Avenue, Jackson, Mississippi, 39209.
Okay, thank you. And how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup for?
About six.
6 years?
Mm-hmm.
And would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Uh-huh.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is my cell phone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm just going to list off a few more illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS.
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr, lupus or arthritis?
No.
Diabetes, family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And for your first name, I have Shirlena. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your last name, I have Wiggins.
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. Are you married?
I will hope so, anyway. No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
September 10, 85.
That was September 18th, 85?
September the 10th, 10.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your social?
You want the last 4 digits of my social or my whole social?
The full is preferred, but you can do just the last 4.
8145? Yeah, because I don't like getting my whole social security number out over the phone.
All right. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I seen an ad on TV, and I did the application online.
Do you know when you saw that ad? Was it in 2016, or was it more recent?
It was more recent than 2016.
Okay. Would you say it was this year or last year?
I think probably last year.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
5'6", 185.
Thank you. And then this is your cell phone number, correct? Your primary phone number?
Yes.
And can I get your email?
It's my name at gmail.com, ShalenaWiggins@gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
How many times a month?
Yes, a month.
I'm trying to think back. I used it probably like 4 times a month.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
And what year did you first start using Roundup?
I started using it around 2010, I think. Yeah, I started using it about 2010.
I'm sorry, what year?
2010.
Oh, 2010. And then when did you stop? What year was that?
Yeah. I stopped using it once I found out I was diagnosed with however you say it.
In 2016.
Yeah, I'm tired, babe, because I've been asking these questions for 3 people, the same questions. I just got out of work and I'm so tired. Yes.
Okay, that's okay. I can make it quick for you just so I don't keep you on the phone too long.
Okay, yeah, I've been on here literally 49 minutes as of now. I've talked to three different people.
Okay.
And I'm about tired. I want to take me a shower and lay down.
Okay, then I'll make it quick.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Did you use any protective gear when you were applying the Roundup?
No, not really, because I ain't really see a need to. I just put my gloves on, my guard gloves, that's it.
Okay. And then if you just had to estimate how many exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say? That could be over 10 throughout your lifetime, over 20 times?
Probably over, could have been over about 10, could have been, being that I used it for 6 years, so over 10. Mm-hmm.
Over 10?
Mm-hmm.
And were you ever exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was mixed with water.
Do you know where you were purchasing it from? What stores?
Home Depot.
Okay. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles at all?
Say it again.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Right now, you know.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke. I don't put nothing in my lungs.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Right. And what is your current job title?
I'm self-employed. I'm civil people. I've been a CNA for 15 years. I work for myself.
But have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I told you I work for myself, so I can't lose time for that. I make my own schedule.
Oh, I see. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits? Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
All right. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yeah, but I don't have the hospital again.
It's at the hospital?
With my doctor, yeah. The person that treated me.
Okay. And can I get the name of that hospital?
Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
Is that the one on 1225 North State Street in Jackson, Mississippi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah, Dr. James Moore.
Dr. James Moore. And we are almost done. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
I don't know. I was depressed for a while, but since it went into remission, I've been okay.
Okay, so some mental and physical hardships, depression.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, okay. And when was the last time you were treated?
When I was cancer free in 2018, so I haven't been treated since then.
You said 2018?
Yeah, I say that's when I became cancer-free, so I wasn't treated since 2018.
Okay, then I can put down 2018. And for your treatment, was it chemo, radiation, surgery?
I had all the radiation, I did chemo, and what else did they do? I'm trying to see. Do you need to know the name of the medication that I took? Because they gave me pain medicine, and I did the chemotherapy and the radiation.
Well, that's okay. I don't need it unless you want me to add it just for some more information.
No, I'm tired, so I'm in and out.
Okay. And then your current home address, is that the 1012 Terrace Avenue?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
And you say you need emergency contact number because of what?
In case something happens or we can't get a hold of you.
Oh, you'll be able to get a hold of me. Hopefully, it won't nothing happen to me.
Oh, right.
I don't have emergency contact. I'm not married, and my grandmother died this year. That was my emergency contact.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay, then I will leave that one blank in case if you wanted to add one at all, you can let the attorneys know. And then I just sent you a DocuSign link. You should have received it as a text and an email, whichever one's easier for you.
Okay, so I have to sign another one because I just signed one.
Yes, so you signed with the ones that transferred you over to us, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this is going to be your...
So I don't have anything yet. Oh.
Yeah, this will be your retainer with mm-hmm. the law firm. So once you sign it, they're going to reach out to you within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
So this is just the last step, and then you're good to go until they give you a call. But if you don't receive a call from them, I will send you a text from my direct line as well. You can let me know, and I can transfer you over to them. Okay, and then I just sent you that text from my direct line. So that's all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
You gotta be out.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too, Baba.
Bye.